grandfather, his wife was my grandmother. Mother's brother was my client's great grandfather.
Okay, we'll speak about that. Okay.
Third cousin.
Okay. Shh. Okay, let's go. This week's Parsha, Kisisa. Is it Shabbos par? No, it's not par. It's not par. Par is going to be Vayachal Pekudesh. Okay. So I don't have to tie it into par. Okay. Torah says, Vayadav Hashem al Moshe Leir Kisisas Rosh B'nei Yisrael Fkudei Avnosnu Ichkoi V'nasal Hashem Korosom Lo Yivahem Negev Korosom. So it gives you the mitzvah of machzis hashekel. That's number one. So it tells you all about machzis hashekel. Then after that, on page 5, it tells you the parsha of the kior. That you should have a kior, that's where the water is, that they would be rochet yadayim raglayim. So we start the parsha with the machzis hashekel, then we go to the kior, right? And then we have the Taurus. So it's a very strange type of water here. The Shem Yishmuel, page 15, asked the question: Yeshlus Bonin. Parshas Kiyor, Shalom Nichtava Bein HaKelim. Parshas Kiyor really should have been written with the other Kelim, in Truma, Tetzaveh, right? All of a sudden, the Kiyor is here in Parshas Kisitsa, not in the other Kelim. And it's stuck in between, after the Parshas Kolim. Whereas why is it, like, after the Parshas Kolim, all of a sudden, oh, now you thought about the Kiyor? Why is the Kiyor... Kiyor should have been with the other Kalim. So, and if not, maybe it should have been at the beginning of the Parsha, of like at the end of this last few Parsha, you had the Mizbach HaKtoris. So, okay, you want to now speak about the Kiyor. But then you already speak about the Shkolim, and now you're bringing in the Kiyor. And furthermore, what about V'gam makoma kavur shal kiyor ben ol moed uvena mizbeach. Right, the kiyor was between. Right, in other words, when you came into the azara, so you hit the mizbeach and then the kiyor and then the ol moed. So you pass. So it's a funny place where why was the kiyor put ben ol moed uvena mizbeach? And furthermore, why was it put over here? So these are why is the Torah all of a sudden waking up about the Kiyor now? That's not question number one, the Shem Yishmuel raises. And number two, why should the Kiyor be Bein Ohel Moed Ubein HaMizbeach? You know, maybe the Kiyor should have been the first thing before you get to the Mizbeach to have the Kiyor. Not between the Ohel Moed when you come inside. So first you hit the Mizbeach, and then the Kiyor, and then the Ohel Moed. Have the Kiyor first. So there's these questions. So he says like this on page 15. Venira. The Targum Yonasan, he quotes the Targum Yonasan, that's here in the packet. Let's see what the Targum Yonasan says. Targum Yonasan, what page? 9. Targum Yonasan says, the Titein Yad Kiyora, Beide Mashkin Zimlu Vein Madbacha V'titim Taman Moi Metul Chavayet Hadron B'tiyuf to the Shad Machmusa Heim Tumaya. He writes in the parish here, parish Yonasan, parish Mashlicha Machmusa Lev Orlosim. Tashma was like you go to the body of water to like for Tashlich or something like that. In other words, basically the concept of the Kiyor is not only physical washing of dirt from your hands and your feet, but it's like a spiritual cleansing. It's like tshuva. He says, the name B'tang Yonah says, the Akiya Romez L'tshuva. Chenu Pshita, Shuchitza Yizai Raglaim, Romez L'Kosuv Rachatzu, Yizaku, Hasir Rom Aleichem, Mineged Eina. So he says that the Kiyah represents tshuva, because Kiyah is washing with water. So just so concept of washing with water is not only physical, it's also a spiritual cleansing. So he says, but it's hard to do tshuva. In a tshuva mi'umka d'libo l'isha matuna b'averis kosher ma'ot. It's hard. Ki avera metamtemes libo shel adam. The avera clouds a person up. Reina manicho lasos tshuva. Ritzarech siyu mischus harabim. He says, what helps a person do tshuva from the schus harabim? Whereas if you have a support group, you're part of a klal, it's much easier. It's much easier to do tshuva. Well, AA, we're looking for AA, right? It's much easier. So what's the idea? So why did the shkolim come first? Because what machzitz hashekel, you know, there's, according to some rishonim, the only way you get a korban tzibur if it's brought with the money of the machzitz hashekel. In other words, they collected the special machzitz hashekel money, bechad v'adar mashmil mamal shkolim. And that money you buy korbanis with, korban tzibur. But so shkolim gives you ability of having din tzibur. In this machlokes, I put the discussion, this machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban in the beginning of Chumash Vayikra, where Rashi says on page 12, Takriv lavish shtaim is not shutvus. For bonchem lavish yibor nidvus a tzibur. Lashon Rashi. Peish harav kein lomar. She misnadvu rabim lahavi ola ola shutvim. So whereas Rashi Shita is the only way you can get a korban tzibur is from the machzitz hashekel. But say like in the middle of the year, I want to bring get a korban tzibur. I'll just get everyone to donate, but it won't be from the machzitz hashekel fund. That's shutfim. You can have two people with shutfis, right? But you can have a million people with shutfis. A tzibur is that all million people together are considered one unit of tzibur. That's only from the machzitz hashekel. Anything else, no matter how many people are involved, is still just called a partnership. You can have a partnership of two people, 20 people, 20,000 people, 20 million people, 20 billion people. It's still a shutfis. It's still many people. The Ramban then suggests that maybe if the tzibur wants to get together, and maybe even if it's not from the machzitz hashekel, but Rashi says not from machzitz hashekel. So says the Shemi Shmuel. That's the first limud. Before you speak about the kiyor, you speak about the machzitz hashekel, because the machzitz hashekel gives the din tzibur, and the kiyor is what is all about tshuva. That's what tshuva is. But it's hard to do tshuva. But if you're part of a tzibur, if you're part of a community, if you're not a loner, it makes it much easier. That's the... and therefore, that's why Machzitz Hashekel comes first. And then he says, well, why do you have to pass the Mizbeach to get to the Kiyor? What's there? He says on page 15, Inez Atzmo, the Rubas Mokom HaKiyor. Left side, bottom, on page 15, left side. Hine ze'atzmo merumas v'mokam hakir. She mekomo bein mizbeach l'ol moed. Romei shebilti efshal avo al hakir haromez l'tshuva ele beem tzo'os ha-mizbeach shomers l'Knesset Yisrael. The mizbeach represents the Knesset Yisrael. The issue is the remnants of the Mishnah. Ain't Adam Nichlas Emo, although Benair Biodo, El Mahalach Lor Hamaracha. And if you ain't there for the Volokin of Sharomas and Tshuva, Benair Biodo, In other words, the Mizbeach is where you have the Korbanos Tzibur. So in other words, you need the light to help you out. But not just the light of a Yochid, the light of the Tzibur. And the one who is the light of the Tzibur, that's the Mizbeach. So before you get to the Kiyor, you pass by the Mizbeach, which is the Eish of the Tzibur, is the light of the Tzibur. And that will help you to get to Tshuva. And I saw a couple of more ideas that we could throw in here as well. And that is, every morning, you know, we wash the Tilas Yadayim with a kli. So what's the idea? So on page 11, the Rashba says, we're very chadash, but he says something more. That every Jew, when he wakes up in the morning, he's like a kohen. So just like the kohen had to go to the kiyor and harach his hands, so we're like a what? We're like kohen. We're servicing Hashem, even though we're not a kohen. So that's why we dafka use a kli in the morning. The kohen shemekadesh yodav min hakiyor korem avodoso. Because every morning we have to feel a new beginning. You know, we might have not been good yesterday, so we're starting off with a new kiyur, a new tshuva, a new haschala. And there's an Eben Ezra that I always like to say over. It's a good shavu. I once said this at a shavu brachas. This Eben Ezra. On page 10, the Eben Ezra says that the kiyor doesn't have dimensions. It doesn't tell you how big it is. How big it's supposed to be. Lohuskar orko v'rochbo. Rak yaseb kidei hamar sasher afarish. It doesn't say how big it is. So what's my vort? I saw this in the Olam Trufa once, this Eben Ezra quoted, but I had a vort. Could be a sore place, but I think the word is like this. It's a beautiful word. Is what was the kiyor? How was it made from? What? The mirrors. Right? The maros hatzavos. The mirrors were put. These were the mirrors so the women could look at themselves to see that they're, presentable to their husbands. The mirrors were to create shalom bais. So the kiyor was made out of those mirrors. So what's the word? The kiyor is the one kli that doesn't say how big it is. Because in shalom bayis, it's whatever you put into the relationship, that's what you get out. So we're not telling you how much you should do, but it's whatever you put in, that's what you get out from it. It's not like a direct thing. It has to be this amount, that amount. And the same thing, when we're starting the day with Avodas Hashem, we start with a kli to remind us of the kiyor. And whatever you're going to put in today, whatever effort you're going to put in today, that's what you're going to get out of. Yeah. So we start the day, we start the parsha with shkolim to tell us the hashivas of the tzibur, and then we start, and that tells you you want to do tshuva, and the kiyor is tshuva. So you want to do tshuva, align yourself with a tzibur that has those similar values. And that's why you have to pass by the Mizbeach, because the Mizbeach represents the Tzibur as well, the Oren Tzibur. And the Kiyor also represents this Kli that's going to be what? That doesn't have a defined size. Because it's up to you. You're Avodas Hashem, what's going to get? What are you going to get out of today? Whatever you're going to put into today, that's what you're going to get out. And if you want to have a relationship, especially with your wife, what are you going to get out of it? It's what you put in. That's why the kiyor doesn't have a defined size. It's going to be based on whatever you put into the kiyor. That's what the kiyor is going to be. And then I always like to say over a word from the Lev Aaron, from the Sapa Rebbe, from Aaron Teitelbaum. I've said it before, Jim, but I'll say it again. I think it's a beautiful word. He says one of the nisim, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says in the Beis Hamikdash, was that asar nisim. So one of the nisim was what? The end of the page. Velokibu gisham eishal atzei maracha. Meaning, the mizbeach was outside in the azar, so it would rain. So you would think, every once in a while, the fire of the mizbeach would be extinguished. Never happened. It's one of the nisim. So the Lev Aaron says in Pirkei Avos is a beautiful idea. He says it's more than just the physical thing, the physical miracle that it never happened. He says, you know, the Beis Hamikdash was a place where you saw the Shekhinah. So when you see the Shekhinah, wow, you know, it's unbelievable. And you're machnia yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But sometimes, and it creates anivas, but sometimes when a person is a too much of an onav, he loses, like, his self-value, and he doesn't have a feeling that he could accomplish. So the Eish HaMaracha represents the Eish, the Hislavus, to do, to accomplish. So you would think in the Beis HaMikdash, maybe sometimes it would cause people to be depressed and paralyzed because they see the Godless Hashem and they're nothing compared to that. So they could come out not inspired but depressed. So he said it never happened that someone should walk in and see the Shekhinah and that will cause what? The fire to go out. What do you mean the fire to go out? I mean the enthusiasm of the person to go out and become. So that's also part of the idea of tshuva. That if a person gets so down on himself, he's never going to accomplish. So therefore he has to pass the mizbeach to see the mizbeach has the fire, and the fire doesn't get extinguished. So you should never have that attitude that you're... And we should realize that tshuva is, because I have my sefer, that mitzvah zos is tshuva. Well, niflis, right? Famous pasuk in the Tzom. So there's different opinions. I just have to point out whether it's referring to the Gemara says Torah mitzvah zot, or is it referring to tshuva? So I have in my sefer here on page 27, I said the following: that the reason why mitzvah tshuva is an easy mitzvah because based on the base of him of the Mabit. He says other mitzvahs like. If you get Dalad Minim, right, and you weren't able to get the Aravos, but you got a beautiful Esrog and a Lulav, and then you spend nice money, but you forgot to get the Aravos. It's all or nothing. But by Tshuva, it's not all or nothing. By Tshuva, you need to regret what you did in the past and be mekabel for the future. So say you regretted the past, but then you had a relapse. So the Kabbalah wasn't so good for the future, but you hadn't. So he says, a mitzvah tshuva is also meaningful. Whereas even though it wasn't a tshuva, but you had some measure of regret, it's something. It's not all or nothing when it comes to tshuva. A lot of times people, you know, make mistakes and this, they feel bad, they relapse into whatever problem they had before, and they feel very guilty, but they had a measure of harata. Nope. They had a measure of harata that's still what? That's still meaningful. That's why it's both the place. It's not like other mitzvahs where it's all or nothing. And the same thing by Talmud Torah. The Vilna Gaon says even one word of learning, you get a mitzvah. So it's... But that's the idea. And again, tshuva always has to come with a support system. It's very... It doesn't have to come, but it's helpful. And it has to be... You can't be depressed about yourself. People make mistakes, you know, and they feel bad about themselves and they want to punish themselves and they, you know, and it's a vicious cycle. So it's something that you should look to the, you know, whatever mistake you made, you feel bad. And even if you relapse, you still had a measure of tshuva. You shouldn't say, oh, well, I relapsed into the same thing, so I, you know, so what did I accomplish? No, you did accomplish. Even though you relapsed. So you'll try again next time. But it's not like you did nothing. And tshuva is... And so that's the idea. Everything we do, and and the tzibur. That's the shkolim. Be part of a tzibur makes things much easier. If you're a loner, much harder. And that's Purim. Purim's about coming together, like Knosis Kol Ayudim, Sumalai, Tzibur. And as Hashem, that should bring chizik for us. And for Purim to be yet to come, etc. Okay? So I wish everyone a prayer for Purim again. Tonight, 6:20 Mar, here. We welcome everybody. We can bring your friends, bring your wives, your girlfriends, whatever. We have a mechitza here. So it'll be good. Mechitza. Good mechitza. I hope that, we discussed this. Mechitza is a great mechitza. Not as great as the mechitza last night at the wedding. That was this much even higher than that. But this is kachar lo, the whole kamar kol day. Yeah, we were at a wedding last night where the mechitza was like 5 foot higher than this. This you can't see anybody. It was fine. Kachar mahadi. It wasn't. But they had a no. But it had. There was a wall with the curtain.